Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin, of course, with the reaction to another mahoosive Carabao Cup semi-final first leg, where, of course, Erik ten Hag's Manchester United beat Nottingham Forest. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
There's still a long way to go, but United fans will be thinking that a return to Wembley is on the cards. They might even start booking the trains and hotels. It's finished. Nottingham Forest 0, Manchester United 3.
It's about winning the final. But before you have to be there, you have to win. You have to win in two legs, not only one game. So there's still 50% is done, but there's 90 minutes to play.
Here is Rashford running through the defence, moving past Worrall, into the near post. Oh, he slalomed by them all and slammed it in past Hennessy. And it's 10 out of 10. For Marcus Rashford now, 10 goals in 10 games.
The goal of the game is, and probably what we're going to talk about, is Rashford's goal. You know, as soon as he picks that ball up, there is one thing on his mind. I'm going to run yours. And he gets a little bit of good fortune, but he's made that good fortune. The fact that he's come inside Worrall, I think it was Worrall, that gets a little bit of a ricochet. But he's made his own luck. He's made his own luck because he's been so positive.
When you're driving at someone and you're driving at someone with pace, he's got confidence now, Rashford.
Oh, yeah, that's completely.
When you get them little, the touches off the back of their, you know, off the back
you get
of the legs
the green,
and the rubber
yes,
green.
You
get
do.
Into the box and it's a great finish. I think the keeper, Wayno, I've played with Wayno, he'll probably be a little bit
well, the
bit
thing is, as well, he's got the
that.
Presence of mind, actually, Rashford. He does a little step over.
Yeah.
And as the step over, he moves his weight from one side. He then finishes with his left foot. I think he would have gone across the goalkeeper. He's seen the gap. It's a brilliant finish.
I mean, how good is he right now?
Then comes back out to Weghorst and he taps it in, prods it into the roof of the net from 7 yards out. And Wout Weghorst has his first goal in Manchester United colours.
Sensible centre-forward play, held it up, hardly ever give the ball away, linked his teammates and his wide players into the game and got himself a goal which made his finish look probably a lot easier than it actually was. So he can be very proud and looks a very good acquisition.
And here's the Forest manager, gaffer, whatever you want to call him, Stevie Cooper, speaking after the game.
Well, we're obviously disappointed. It's not a good scoreline in any way, shape or form. I think the actual frustration behind it is how the goals came about. We were clear about how we wanted to play the game today and certainly some areas that we have to manage more than others with United. And we didn't do that, particularly with the first one with Rashford. He's probably the most informed player in the Premier League at the moment. Now we're playing the Cup to give him that space, and then the ease of how we got in on our goal was we really disappointed.
Cooper's the man yeah. For me, that when we gave him that contract, that was the moment that the fans got behind the club again.
Yeah.
We were nervous. Making that decision to give him that contract, for me, silenced the negativity and relit the fire that Cooper's created himself.
Yeah. Ricky! Robin Hood! Sheriff of Nottingham! Maid Marian! Can you hear me, Friar Tuck? Can you hear me, the River Trent? Your boys took one hell of a beating! And the Mayor of Nottingham, Wendy Smith! Wendy! Can you hear me?
If it was up to me, I'd say, well, you know, the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup, you know, no VAR involved, let the refs ref and let them get on with it.
We're out of order, aren't we?
It's
Craig,
terrible.
It's horrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. Don't be horrible.
Terrible. Poor old Clay. Craig, he's absolutely crestfallen there.
Violin out.
And you stick the violin on. Come on, we're better than that.
Now, would you believe it? My partner in Drive Time Radio Crime, Darren Bent, has claimed that Manchester United's Anthony is a YouTube footballer. How dare he? If you don't believe me, here's your proof.
This season, we're talking about assists, yeah?
Right.
League assists. Goalkeepers, Alisson and Edison, have more league assists than Anthony. Goalkeepers. You don't say anything, Andy. You're just looking at me.
Ahead of his time to care about that £7 tonight. Eric Ten Hag back. Listen to that. He's managing back the £86 million man, Anthony.
He's not losing games. When he's playing, the team is winning. That already gives a message, I think, how well he's performing. He can do better. I see space for improvement. We want him to be more direct, more be involved. But what I said, the team is performing better if he is on the pitch.
It doesn't do enough. Listen, there are people, Manchester United legends, we'll call them, that have said the same thing, that he doesn't do enough for the price tag. And listen, we were quick.
It's a bit early yet, Benji.
Okay, you say that, yeah?
11 games.
I understand that, but listen to me. When Jack went for 100 million, Grealish, he was getting pelters.
After 11 games.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was. No, they were saying no production, wasn't scoring, wasn't assisting. People were on his case massively. Anthony's come and
he's
listened.
Not 100 million, Anthony.
But 80's not far off.
Football agent Kia Jurabchim has hit back at claims that he influences Farhad Moshiri's decision making at Everton. A claim given credence by Simon Jordan live on TalkSport.
He has Moshiri's ear. Up to Moshiri what he does with the information he's given. But I do believe, I'm led to believe, that Keir's quite influential with him. Nothing wrong with that, but I just don't particularly think that the decisions that he's been making on the back of Keir's advice, if that is indeed the case, has been particularly good, has it?
I've done 3 transfers of my players over the course of Farhad's tenure at Everton. Those 3 were Richarlison, and I think that was a very successful transfer. There was a free transfer of Bernard, who came from Shakhtar Donetsk. His contract finished, and again, he was a player that I think was not a complete disaster there. He did very well. We had Carlo Ancelotti, which was the only manager that they've ever, you know, taken a recommendation. And we always do the same with every club in the Premier League. We go through, and if someone needs a manager and we have a client, we always present our clients. And then we were involved in the Anwar El Ghazi loan, which was part of a Lucas Digne transfer and a FFP scenario, and Anwar came on loan this way, and unfortunately that didn't work out for them because there was a change of manager, and when the change of manager occurred, Anwar wasn't in the new manager's plans.
Now, with conflicting media reports about Everton FC being up for sale, here's Simon Jordan weighing in with his take. I don't know why I've put the word FC at the end of Everton. We all know I'm talking about the football club. Producer Tommy's behind me. Tom, why did you write FC after Everton? Yep, he doesn't know either.
This football club's been for sale for a year, probably longer. So it's for sale, and there's no two ways about it. £350 million is what Newcastle went for, and Everton are a bigger football club than Newcastle.
So 500 is about right.
Well, it's what he's put in.
North of 500
million.
What
Ashley wanted was his money back.
You think right. Everton are bigger than Newcastle?
I do, yeah.
So you say the club's up for sale?
Absolutely.
And has been?
Absolutely. And I'm surprised he hasn't doubled down on it, because it's a way to get him out from underneath the problems he's got coming his way, which is the absolute toxicity that's going to turn towards him. Because once they get bored of blaming the ball, they'll end up blaming the person that needs to be blamed, which is the owner. So if he puts up a smokescreen or a flag that he's selling this football club, he's now what are they going to say next then? All he can say, I'm trying to sell it. What do you want me to do? You want to get rid of me? I'm going.
Now, with Everton looking for a new manager, Marcelo Bielsa has been heavily linked with the job at Goodison Park. Danny Murphy is not a fan of that suggestion.
No, not in a million years. I respect everything he did at Leeds from the moment he went in, the journey he went on. But what I saw at the end of his tenure at Leeds was a team in disarray all over the place. You know, and if he goes to Everton and tries to implement that style of football in a relegation fight, they're down. They don't have the personnel to play like that anyway. The man-to-man type of style and pressing all over the place. No. I'd go Dyche, 100%. He knows the Premier League, knows the Championship, could be either after this season. He's well-liked. He can add structure, a tactical plan. He's got big, broad shoulders.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta has been speaking ahead of the FA Cup fourth-round fixture with Man City, live on TalkSport on Friday.
Well, he goes in. Every game seems to be live on TalkSport.
Yeah, I know. Arteta has admitted that he knows he can do things better when it comes to his touchline antics.
Brilliant result for Arsenal. The Emirates are bouncing, and it's another statement of their title credentials.
I focus on things that I can do better. For sure, there are things that I can do better. Let the referees take the game and be in charge of that. Look myself in the mirror as well sometimes and try to find the right balance. I love the game. I'm very passionate about it. I love to win more than anything else. And that's the way I live the match. But again, if there is something that you can do better, I think you should try at least do that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And obviously, we finish with Stephen Hendry, the seven-time snooker champion of the world, on his appearance on The Masked Singer.
There's sort of 5-10 minutes before you go on stage because you can hear the buzz because obviously you're singing, it's live, yeah. You're singing live. You can hear the audience, you can hear obviously Joel and the judges chatting, you can hear laughing and Joe, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going out on stage and singing. But actually, when I got out there, and it was a bit similar to snooker because when I used to be in the dressing room before a World Championship final, I'd be nauseous in my dressing room. But when I got out on the table, I was absolutely fine. And it was the same here when I got out. Because, I mean, obviously, you're concentrating and remember the lyrics as well. But yeah, well, I actually had a good time. And what I shocked myself was I was disappointed when I got knocked out.
Give it up for rubbish, everyone!
Hard enough to learn the lyrics and sing without having to do choreography as well. I wouldn't have been able to handle that. So yeah, it was a lot of fun, the costume also, yeah. Obviously. But the fact that, yeah, I'd be quite restricted in my movement. That was the appeal.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts app first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.